This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, July 5th. Well, I've been trying to warn you guys that after the July 4th weekend, the market tends to consolidate. And that's exactly what's happening now. And it's pretty serious consolidation. The main thing I have to keep my eyes open for are analysts cutting estimates and companies lowering guidance. So last week, it was Micron Technology, which beat on earnings, but provided lower guidance, and General Motors, which also lowered guidance. So we want to see if more of that continues, because we're about to have the second quarter earnings announcement season. And most of the time, just before earnings come out, companies are quiet, but if there's a big change coming, they often guide lower. So the key thing to watch right now is the analyst community. And the analyst community is much more positive than the top-down strategists. Almost all the top-down strategists at all the major banks and investment firms are calling for a recession. But the analyst community is still revising their estimates higher. So we don't have, quote-unquote, an earnings recession right now. So fascinating times we're in. The other thing that's going on today is the euro's at a 20-year low. The yen's at a 30-year low. What's happened is both Japan and the European Central Bank did not raise the rates. So they're losing credibility. So more people are coming to the dollar. And because the commodities are priced in dollars, our inflation is falling while it's still hideous in places like the Eurozone. So there was a good Wall Street Journal article that came out this weekend. Actually, I was quoted in it, that showed how inflation is moderating on lots of commodities. And so we definitely have pricked that inflation bubble, and the core rate of inflation is falling since March. The Fed's favorite inflation indicator, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, its core rate is running at 4.7% trailing 12 months. So that's good news. Inflation is going to fall further come September. So the Fed is doing what they had to do, and that's good news. The other comment I'd have is interest rates have peaked. Since March 14th, Treasury bond yields are down substantially, and that might help Fed policy, because the Fed never fights market rates. So fascinating times are in. There are some disruptions on the energy front right now. Norway's labor force is on strike for a few days, so that cut off some supplies to Europe. But crude oil prices are still down today based on just fears of global GDP growth. But the other big news, of course, is what the Supreme Court did last week. They neutered the Obama administration's Clean Power Act, which regulated carbon dioxide. Essentially, the Supreme Court basically does not want the executive branch or lower courts to make laws. What they want is they want Congress to make laws and legislatures to make laws. And because the EPA was very aggressive in promoting the reduction of carbon dioxide, that got struck down because Congress didn't approve it. So that's probably going to help the energy sector. It's obviously going to help with the utility sector. It's going to be interesting. The SEC is trying to force companies to have climate and carbon disclosures. So that's probably going to get challenged now if the SEC persists. So fascinating times we're in. The main thing that I also find interesting about energy stocks is when they kicked Tesla out of the S&P Global ESG Index in May and added ExxonMobil, Exxon's scoring higher than Tesla was. And you may know that there's a big push to green diesel, and a lot of refineries have been converting green diesel. And that's part of the diesel price problem in America, is because they can't produce as much green diesel as the old diesel they used to produce. But companies are doing this to try to comply with the EPA and others. They also get very lucrative tax credits in California for doing this. So just fascinating times we're in. All I can tell you is we are going into earnings season locked and loaded. I still have a lot of commodity-related stocks. Those stocks are going to announce very strong earnings for three straight quarters. Have prices moderated? Yes, but the earnings are great. So a lot of things are in motion right now, but it's imperative that we let the earnings come out and drop kick and drive the stocks higher. So financial stocks will start to announce next week. And then, of course, our stocks will be in a couple of weeks from now. So I apologize for this little bump in the road, but this is what happens after holiday weekends. Traders are kind of, you know, back from their exodus. And if they're going to cut estimates, this is the week it's going to happen. So we want to see if the analysts are going to be sourpusses or, you know, be more positive. There's one last thing is there was a good Wall Street Journal article about how the Fed's worried about investor anxiety. And essentially, it's all about how the Fed wants to prick this inflation bubble fast and furious, because if consumers and businesses expect continued inflation, it will kind of ruin their mood. So we saw that last week in the conference board's consumer confidence report that what we call the present situation component barely changed, but expectations plunged. So if they can continue to convince everybody that inflation is cooling, it's going to help. But inflation is mostly cooling in America and spinning out of control anywhere there's a weak currency. So it's a problem in Asia. It's a problem in Europe right now. And so fascinating times. All I can tell you is that we got lots of inflation hedges. We're going to have a very good earnings season. And, you know, hopefully after the holiday, after this big holiday, we'll cheer up. We got another big holiday coming up, obviously, with in September. So it's just really, really important that consumers don't get too down in the dumps, because it will affect the economy. I'm also watching something called the velocity of money, which is how fast money changes hands. It's not that good right now because consumers are hoarding their money, savings rates going up. But we'll see. You know, obviously, we're going to have a lot of news in the upcoming weeks. This week, it's ISM survey. We got ADP payroll on Thursday. Friday, we got the Labor Department's payroll report. So we got a lot of things coming out. The following week, we'll have retail sales. So I'm really hoping that, you know, that everybody starts to cheer up as earnings come out. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Hang in there, folks. You know, you don't want to sell today if you had to sell, because it's just not a very good tone to the market. But I don't think we have to retest those June 16th lows. I think the market had a nice short covering rally. And it's a bumpy recovery, but it's going to be every stock for itself here in the upcoming weeks. So that's it. So Lee Navalier, I just want to update you. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.